Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
Hey, guys, have you heard? That the bird is the word?
Bird, bird, bird. Bird's a winner. Bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word.
Welcome to episode 8 of Pocket Pod Animal Crossing. We're talking about Animal Crossing Pocket Camp and the adventures we find in the game. I'm your host, Joelle, or Joey Bowie in the game. And with me are Leash.
Hi.
Who's Leash in the game?
Uh-huh.
And Sarah.
Hello.
Who's Rar in the game? And we're here.
Here we are.
We made it.
It was a fun week.
A great existential opening.
We all survived Lottie's game, right?
Yeah.
We all finished.
It's
and
great.
Some of our friends even finished.
Yeah.
So I guess we should jump right into Correction Creek.
Mm.
Oh, Correction Creek time.
I have so many corrections
this
week.
Oh my goodness.
Oh boy.
Lay it on us. What do you got?
I listed so many. Some are not really corrections. They're just follow-ups to last week.
Oh,
that's also okay.
But the first one is an actual correction. Our dear Lottie and her uncle Lyle.
Liar. Hi, Liar.
Actually accurate.
Accurate. Because they are definitely not weasels.
Well... Uh-oh. I would debate that you should do a little more research.
No.
Uh-oh.
Please debate me.
Just because...
Tell me.
It's interesting that Lottie is definitely confirmed to be an otter, but Lyle still seems, for older information, like, originally a weasel, so it's kind of a
Did
weird thing.
Did they convert the weasels
well,
to otters?
That's what I don't know. And the thing that I found out most importantly of all is the internet doesn't seem to care so much about this as I did, because I did a lot of research, and I was like, okay, there's not really a definitive answer.
In the animal kingdom, where are otters and weasels?
That's an excellent question. They're both in the same family.
Okay.
They're Mustelidae, so they're just like skunks and wolverines and martens, all those fun slinky... Oh, ferrets. They're also in the same family.
Ferret,
so you could think... If we want to just call... You could just think of Lyle as a...
What about raccoons?
They're not the same family. Sorry. They're cute, though. They're adorable.
Why are they different?
They're a different family. They don't have the... They don't have the...
Ask
I think
the
of
scientists.
The slinky... Yeah, it's right. We should find something.
But why male models?
Why male...
Should we be asking scientist questions every week?
Yes.
That would be really fun if we had
Consult
a dial-in scientist.
That would be amazing.
That sounds great.
Especially if they could tell us the difference between naked mole rats.
We weren't totally wrong.
No, I mean, I think it's fine. They're the same family. It would actually be kind of cute if he was a weasel and she was an otter. And that was kind of
like,
family related.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't seem that Animal Crossing follows much realistic science, so it's fine.
It's okay. It's
if it did, the animals wouldn't talk to us and give us spells.
It's completely
I think.
Fine.
I could be wrong. I don't know that many animals.
That's right. How many animals have you talked to? Have you had the chance to get bells from an animal?
It's true. Fair enough. So then the other correction, and this is not a correction, it's just a follow-up. Sarah, you did a little bit of research about hip essences.
Hip.
And
hip.
The translation in other countries.
Oh, yes. We were just doing oh my gosh, the barest of research. That was hardly research.
No, it's not research. More of a quick lookup.
Right. So we learned that in Japan, it's called pop essence,
which super explains the outfits because pop. And explain this to me better. But what's the word again? The
Harajuku.
Japanese street fashion,
yes.
Which is like an amalgam of all sorts.
They
of
look
things.
Like they belong. As part of, you know, a gang of Japanese street
fashionistas. Or Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
Or Gwen Stefani. So the
Harajuku girl, what was it, the you kooky... got the wicked style. I like the way that you are.
The kooky weirdo ragamuffins actually have a place in this world.
Aww.
And it's fine.
Yes. So it's had a reason behind it.
Yeah.
It made more sense. So it was awesome.
So then the other follow-up, and if you guys just want to sing like a Sarah McLachlan song right now, it's okay. I would like to make a public apology to our dear friend Pietro, because I was so mean to him in the last episode.
Aww.
And he's not that bad, and he kind of warmed my heart. He really did.
Aww.
And he's in my camp,
yes.
And he's super sweet.
Right?
And he's so colorful and
Aww.
Festive in my camp.
I'm so glad you like Pietro.
So,
I like him too.
So I'm over my fear of clowns because Pietro is a sweetheart.
Yay.
So I wanted to make a public apology.
Oh, I know he would be totally cool with it. He would just be like, you know what? It's cool, Joelle.
I hope so.
Let's be pals.
He's a total sweetie pie. He must know that Tex and I are BFF and they have similar personalities.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, are they bros?
No, they're like smug types.
Oh, smugs. That's right.
The smug, like sweet, cool guys. They're great.
So then I have one more correction. Do you guys have any other corrections before I jump into my last one?
I don't know. What's your correction?
Yeah, tell us.
It's probably the one that you have, Leash.
Okay. I'll let you go.
I have a few things to add on to
it. Yes, please, because I did no research.
Oh, you did no research? No. So in the last episode, we were talking about how bugs are parv. And let me first explain what parv means, because I can only imagine it's people that aren't familiar. So parv is a part of the kosher, kosher eating, dietary restrictions. Yep. Parv is the not meat, not dairy, like peanuts are parv, and for some reason eggs and fish are parv, and bread makes is no parv, sense. Unless there's milk in it, of course.
Yes.
And so...
Well, it can still be...
What?
Dairy parv, right?
No, dairy's dairy.
Oh, dairy's dairy.
Yeah. Yeah, so if there's milk in it, it becomes a dairy product, but if it's milk-free and they just use water and egg and flour, it's parv.
Right. Yes. Correct.
So, yeah. So, anyway. So, just wanted to explain parv. And so, Leash, you looked it up immediately after our podcast last week. And you found out that locusts were... you confirmed that locusts were available for eating back in the Bible days.
I don't know why that stuck with me, but that was something that I remember. Yeah. I don't know, John or something in the New Testament was eating locusts.
Yes, John the Baptist.
Right, didn't he?
Locusts to honey, yes. Yeah. Okay.
Well, to be fair, it was in the...
and he was Jew, so,
there you
it
go.
Had to have been fine.
Sense. It was in the First Testament, too. I just never noticed it before. What's the First Testament? What am I even saying that? Either the Old Testament or the Jewish Bible. Or whatever you want to call it.
The first one. Because nobody calls it that. It's not even a thing.
First Testament. Starting in here.
And the Second Testament.
I feel like we always get super biblical up in here, and that's okay. But anyway, so I did super deep research in Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. And I just wrote down most insects are not kosher.
Correct.
So parv would be irrelevant. They're just not okay to eat.
They're just, yeah.
But locusts are the exception. There's four type of locusts that are the exception.
Wow.
I didn't write down their names. That's okay. Why. And then there was this piece in the Wikipedia article about, it says, any kind of grasshopper that has four walking legs, four wings, two jumping legs, and whose wings cover the greater part of its body is kosher.
Wow. So if you didn't have the list of the kosher ones, you could just analyze it by checking it out and know.
It's the same reason how you know that apparently giraffes are kosher.
What?
If you can actually, eat a giraffe. But they fit into the same criteria that... that cows do, the split hooves and the chewing
their cud and whatever. Yep.
Anyway, it's a whole thing. And then the other thing I just wrote down was apparently eating locusts was not a great thing. It usually meant you were poor. It wasn't treated as a delicacy. Gotcha. It was more of a, yay, we can finally eat.
Yeah. Really glad this this plague came along. Yeah,
exactly.
For us.
That was one of the lines. It was about the plague. And I was like, yay for the plague. Oh. It wasn't that much of a hardship, I guess.
Yeah, they're like, yay, it's raining food.
Oh, man. So those are all of the corrections.
That is exciting. Sweet. I feel I learned a lot about locusts today. I'm pretty excited about it.
Now we're just waiting for the locust to show up in the sunburst
island locust.
Or whatever it's called. Yeah.
They are in other places.
Or just grasshoppers. I'd be happy. Or they could show up on the flowers.
Oh, it could be a creature collection.
That could be a rare creature.
That's true. Mm. There's so many options.
Yeah.
But they did tease us that they might have more insects and fish on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's so many in Animal Crossing history that it's like...
That's good.
The world is the oyster.
Well, I found myself wondering this morning that now that we've had butterflies and bats, what's the next rare creature?
Must be with B.
Oh, a bee.
Oh, must be. Maybe it's a bee. Bees. No one promises bees.
That would make me happy. Or snails.
It would have to be different types of bees.
I'd be happy with snails. But you can't, how bad would you have to be to not be able to catch a snail?
They're
speedy you'd have
snails.
To be really just.
Maybe the snails go into hiding in the flowers and
they fall.
Disappear.
They fall.
I guess.
You just, maybe they're so slippery you drop them.
Oh, that could be. Just slip through your fingers.
Or maybe you have salt on your hands.
Oh, well, that would be a cruel thing to do when you're catching snails.
Yeah. You walk around with a pile of salt
mine.
And you go sprinkle it around.
Oh, it's like a barrier. You're trapping them. So you don't want to go into the salt.
They're
all mine.
Mean.
No. They're mine.
Oh.
Honeybees.
And then the last correction is that we ended the podcast so quickly, we didn't have a final question last week.
Oh, well, we could do
two if we want.
A double final question.
I may or may not already have two queued up. We'll get there.
Okay, we're all good.
Nice. I'm prepared this week, guys.
You did a great job.
Okay, so then I guess we've taken our
deep
dip into the Correction Creek.
It was great.
And we should fall down the Fashion Falls.
Fashion Falls.
Carefully.
Jump down.
And gingerly. Yes.
And gingerly. Take a deep dive.
No.
No.
Okay, yes. Reading. Yay.
Splash. All right.
Deep dive.
Oh, man, guys, I'm still wearing my sweet gothic gear, although I am wearing the, what is it? It's like a coat. I just realized I don't even know what it's called that I'm wearing.
The new gothic. The latest one, the last one that you got. That's the one that I wanted to wear yesterday, and every time I kept logging in, it kept defaulting back to yesterday's clothes.
What? I saw some glitches today, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell us about the glitches.
Funky.
I didn't get to play so much today.
That sounds like you had a glitch where every time you change your clothes, it changed it back.
Yeah.
That happened to me a few times ages ago. It hasn't happened recently. But today I was planting flowers, and while I was planting, it would like immediately grow.
Whoa.
And then when I finished planting, the growth would go away. Oh. One stayed, and I was like, ooh, free flower. And I went to click on it, turned right back into a little.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
That's so
it got confused. It didn't know where it was in space and time.
Yeah. It was glitchy. I think there's just a lot happening in
that
the game.
Is true. Lots of action.
But yeah,
action.
So any other fashion stuff? So I commented last week about the hair, the wig.
Yes.
And how I wasn't wearing it because everyone else was wearing it. And how it just made my hair a little darker.
Mm-hmm.
So then I switched to purple hair for my character. And then I put the wig on, and it's the perfect shade of purple. I don't like it without the wig, so I'm probably never taking the wig off.
The wig is great, though. It makes it just the tone of the color is so.
It's sweet. My favorite shade of purple. Like
awesome.
You both attended my wedding. You know what my favorite shade of purple is.
It's a deep purple.
It's an aubergine.
Yes.
This one isn't, but my favorite color is an aubergine. This is just a nice dark purple.
It's great.
Anyway,
I'm also wearing the little hair bun. Yay. Finally, it broke down today, and I'm wearing up. Fuchsia, purpley pink striped shirt.
What I was wearing yesterday?
I don't know.
I was
possibly
wearing, the one I was wearing yesterday looked like a rugby shirt, but was like purple and white.
Yeah, that sounds about familiar. Yeah. Maybe it was the same one.
I think I just changed out of that, and I'm in the red puffy coat.
Oh, nice!
And I'm wearing my pleather pants or whatever they are, the black pants, the black
pleather pants. They might be pleather. I don't have them, but
they
might be.
They are.
Pleather.
They're black.
Did you manufacture them?
I think I found them in the.
Yeah, I realize there's still clothes
pants
that I don't
corner.
Have from the Able Sisters, so I keep popping in, and I just got the faded, worn jeans today,
but
I hadn't gotten them yet, and I was yay!
Yeah, I go back every day, because I just feel like there's something else I'm missing.
Oh, yeah, there's still stuff out there, and they've gotta give us more stuff there, right?
It's getting a little tired, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, the furniture is just like... Ugh.
Especially the furniture they have in the market.
Yeah.
If I buy that one red table again, right?
I know.
I keep buying flamingos.
I keep buying those little
the
Zen
cushions.
Chairs.
Oh, the
and
Zen
the
chairs.
Cushions.
The cushions are
oh,
great.
Those tiny little chairs?
Yes.
Yeah, and I have
I'm
a bunch
like,
of cushions.
One day, when I actually get all those stupid flower tables, I'll have a nice little coffee shop.
You'll have cushions, you'll have tables, you'll have lots of flowers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are pleather pants, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, I think I missed the
pleather pants. Yeah, I don't have them. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I'm wearing one of the denim skirt. No. No, that was yesterday with the purple. Oh. And what am I wearing today? Oh, I'm wearing the gray pants with the blue.
The cuffs.
Yeah.
The plaids.
Those are.
Yes.
And of course, the wig.
Yes.
The wig is so great.
Aforementioned.
You're wearing, Sarah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm wearing the gothic coat.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I have the bun wig. And oh, gosh, we didn't. I just was so excited about the tights because I realized that since we talked about how they were different from the stockings,
mm-hmm.
and the black tights have little black on black stripes, the little vertical stripes. They're so cute.
I don't know. I don't see them.
Oh,
if you look like
I'll show it to you
if
on
you
my
look
phone.
At the zoomed in version, like in your like catalog.
Yeah.
You'll see the detail.
Okay.
There are little stripes in it.
Okay.
But yeah, you can't really tell on the person. Can you?
I can see it on the person.
You can. Sarah must have really good phone and the pixels are much
crisper. I don't think it's any better than your phone. Maybe it's just me imagining that I see them more because I know they're there.
But it's good to know they're not just
yeah,
darker, they're special.
Those are on the tights?
The tights have the stripes.
Okay.
But
right.
Black
the stockings
black,
are
so
still
cute.
The semi-sheer.
Yes.
Semi-sheer.
That's
okay,
right.
Whatever.
They're all great. Oh, the choices.
Nice.
But yeah,
so
that's
so
it
that
for
was
fashion.
All
yeah.
the new clothes that we got this
Yeah, they didn't have any
week.
New... Well, there were, that was the only new gothic item this week, right? The coat?
Just,
I mean, as far as clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was nothing. I know that you had sort of hoped that they would have
a
men's tuxedo fancy
tuxedo
outfit.
Coat. Like
but
a,
instead
yeah.
it was just two women's...
They're
and
cute.
And boys could wear it too. It was just
oh, yes.
a nice long coat. It could be.
Yeah,
nice.
I could see it. Totally see a dude wearing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. It would work.
A cloak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. But yeah, it would have been cool to see like fancy duds.
I would like that. Maybe future thing. Who knows what will happen next.
With Rover, we got the Rover clothes, so it depends who the
main
person
That's right. Rover gave us, but we also got a skirt. Did we get a skirt out of that?
I don't think there was a Rover skirt.
Just
it was
a shirt.
It was literally Rover's outfit, including
his head.
Okay, in my mind,
we got a skirt. Oh, you know why? Because we got the formal blue crafted one, and I just assumed that was part of it.
It goes so well with Rover's colors.
It sure does.
That's why.
All right, well then, I suppose we should hop into What's New, Pussycat?
Whoa.
So I guess we didn't talk about part two, because that just happened like 3 days ago.
So it's similar to part one in a lot of ways.
Harder.
More challenging.
It wasn't, but it didn't take that much longer.
We had some findings. Findings.
Yeah, we have some more confirmation to do. Maybe in the next the next event.
We have a theory.
But the theory, do you want to talk about it?
No. Nope.
I'll talk about it. The theory is, if you are using lots of flower food on your flowers, it'll reveal, or attract, I think is the right word, fewer creatures.
Bat friends, or butterfly
friends. Or butterflies, because I think I noticed it in the butterfly event, but I didn't really have enough data or anything to, like, scan.
Yeah, we didn't really track anything.
Then when we talked about it last night, or 2 nights ago, I was like, oh, I wonder if that's still happening. Yeah. So it does seem subtly like there's fewer. Like, instead of getting 7 attracted to you're maybe getting just 5.
Right. Because I had used flower food all day on the first day.
And you're like,
and
why
I was
am
like,
I getting
why
so
am
few?
I so far behind? Like, and I wasn't, to be fair, I wasn't, like, so impossibly far behind, because I finished like the next morning.
You finished pretty quickly.
But in my mind, I was like, why do I still have 15 freaking golden diamond bat things to go and everyone else is done? Why? And which was weird was, in the morning I was like getting diamond bats left and right, and I only had like 2 little ruby bats.
And then
like after like 9 o'clock, I wasn't getting anything. So I don't know why.
I don't get it.
It was very disheartening.
And then I wasn't using food at all, and I was the first one to finish. So I thought maybe there's something to that. Like, because you had said, I used 200 flower foods today. And I was like, I didn't use any. I wonder if that's the difference. And so we have more research to do to figure out what's causing that. Yeah. But I found it so easy. I was like done, like before dinner time, I think.
Amazing.
It was super weird.
Wow.
And I don't know what I was doing right or wrong.
Yep.
I just, maybe it was on the lucky server.
It could, or maybe, just as a lucky Joelle day.
Because, like, today, so I'm still growing so I could get my trades done. Mm-hmm. And today, I went away. I came back 3 hours later. I had 19 bats.
Whoa.
And I can't see that anyone gave me them.
There's
There was no, like, little friend faces on any of the things.
That's amazing.
I got 19. I was like, what am I doing right or wrong? How am I so lucky?
That's insane. Man,
that's awesome. Yeah.
Unfair, I say. Unfair.
I don't know.
Are your fusions from just trading and collecting, or you did you trade your roses for your fusions? Not that
they're
should
both.
Make a difference.
They're
who
both.
Knows?
Yeah. Okay. Like, most of them are from doing chores and stuff, but I certainly have done like about 30 red flowers worth of trades, so that's about 18 of them, I think. Oh. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's 5. Yeah. 5 to 3. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did the math.
Good job.
Because math.
So yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I was just very lucky, and then we went around and helped all of our network of friends on the internet. So, so yeah, it was way less stressful, and I did not lose sleep this time. So I'm very much appreciative.
Good report, nice. best report yet.
I also just want to talk about the rug.
Oh my gosh, the rug is great.
I am obsessed with that rug.
It's pretty splendid.
All I wanted that day was to get the frecking
frecking rug.
Frucking. And then everyone else got it, and I was like, it's the coolest, and I see it everywhere I go now, and it's super great.
It's fantastic. It's not a bad thing.
I probably won't remove it from my camp ever. So hopefully,
well, when we get the 2 rugs special, that'll be awesome.
Oh my gosh, guys,
you won't have to.
Is that gonna happen? I want it. Yep. I want the 2
one
rugs.
One side of my camp will always be purple and...
What?
Is it already there?
Is that already like that? Wait. Or did my cloud carpet go away?
Oh.
When I changed
it. I haven't, you know what? I haven't even tried. Is it possible
they figured they would announce it, so I didn't see it.
Now I want to know.
Of course, they didn't announce. We did have some new wallpapers and rugs that came, or like flooring that came into play that didn't get announced.
Did they not announce it?
They never announced it that I saw.
Okay. Yeah, because I noticed it this morning, and I was like, did I miss an announcement? But yeah, there's new, we should talk about that, because that's also what's
new.
There's new hip wallpaper and carpet and, yes. and other things too. It's not just hip.
But yes,
we got the balloons for Pietro.
Yes, yes.
I might make a creeper van now with all the balloons.
And I'll never visit it.
I'll make it the upstairs so you don't have to see it.
There you go. So totally safe.
But do not yes. go up here.
So did you confirm about the rugs?
I'm checking yes. it. So can you have
it
two?
It is confirmed that you cannot have two yet.
Oh, okay.
You just missed that it, yes. it went away.
It took away my cloud one.
Oh, that's sorry. Cool.
No biggie.
Yeah, I'm keep hoping for that so I can have two different designs in my camp yes. with two different rugs. Because right now you have to just pick one.
Yep.
Well, it's weird that it places it, whenever you place a rug, it puts it in the middle.
Mm.
So it gets rid of one of the spaces where it could just shift it over right. to yep. the opposite side if... Or you could say no space to put
Well, this. I hate in the camper that you can't move the rug either. You just drop it.
Yes.
And just sit there. Like and that. I'm like, I want it
on the back. I know. I prefer if it defaulted to the back because it doesn't fill it up in a way that pleases me. It's kind of uneven looking.
Yep.
Because it's like in the middle.
Yep. And because of the perspective, it doesn't look like it's in the right place.
Yeah. It's exactly. It's wholly literal agree. Center and that's unpleasant to me. I don't like it.
You really can't move it?
No, it's
I've
one
tried.
Place.
Trust me, I've tried.
Yeah, because wouldn't it
I
be
thought great? I was going crazy. I removed all the furniture from my camper, and I was it's because there's stuff on top of it.
Nope. No, does it let you like kind of pretend to move it?
Nope.
And then
no.
It, oh, okay.
No, you can't set. Even grab onto it. Okay. Yeah, it just sits so there like a dead rug.
Like a dead faux cowhide rug.
I wrote Dirty down. Cotton. I wrote Dirty down cotton. Here new hip, rustic, and natural flooring and wallpaper. It's not
oh,
just hip.
Oh, nice.
But it's not cute. It's not the. It's just hip, rustic, and natural.
I'm okay with that. I really like the modern wood.
I
set.
Love that new flooring.
Great. It's great.
Once I have enough dollars, I'm running low on bells actually right
oh.
now.
Which is oh. a weird. Problem. Don't forget to collect your Nintendo points because you can trade in. Oh, I think yeah. it's like 100 Nintendo okay. points gives you 5,000 bells,
good
which
reminder.
Is a great trade.
It's a good reminder.
Yes, yeah. always. That's like a little.
I went there.
Reminder
I went there for like wood or not. It wasn't wood recently. Mm. I think I went there for paper or preserves the other day.
Sure.
And I was like flooding.
What day does it reset?
Sunday. I'm trying to remember. If Sunday is the last day or the first day. It's so either the last
check
day
over
or
the weekend.
The first day.
Check Saturday, check Sunday.
Yes. I mean, yeah, that's right. If you check Saturday, you'll be great because you'll probably have finished everything by then.
Mm-hmm.
So you should.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great. Nintendo points, they're great.
And then do we want to talk about the Lottie's endgame or should we keep that a mystery for people that have
oh,
it?
Oh, I'm still not done yet.
Yeah.
It's not done yet.
So, okay, we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, we'll save cool. that.
I took a video of it, but I did not post it because I didn't want to spoil
no
it.
Spoilers.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Spoiler, no spoilers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's what we're about.
The event, when does Lottie's event end again?
1 a.m. our time, Saturday morning. So,
okay, wow, there's
like
still
Friday
a lot of time.
Night,
then.
Yeah.
So you still have time, guys. If you haven't made it yet,
yeah.
go and get those bats.
Yeah, that's what I'm growing like a fiend
right?
just trying to get all the... trades in.
And I've been frustrated with my low amount. Thank you for visiting. You gave me some bats, which I'm passing around. But it's
well, I realized I was like hoarding them because I was like, what do I need the bats for? And I was like, right, I need to give the bats away so I could get more flower
yes.
seeds.
Yeah.
I missed that part.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So yeah, I went around and gave everyone a handful of bats
you.
That I could earlier.
Bats.
Yeah. Bats.
They're great.
Yep, and if anyone needs bats.
Yeah, come to us. We're still growing, so we're still
yes.
collecting.
And that's actually part of our What's New, Pussycat, is we have our new Pocket Pod sharing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's group. Right. It's it's a closed group, so if you find us, come and request an invite.
Right, but if you're following Pocket Pod,
you
I
should
think...
be able to see it, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so don't forget to follow us on Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
We have a nice little friendly group. Everyone's been sharing. Everyone helped
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everybody.
And everyone in our group, I'm pretty certain, if not already, has almost finished
mm-hmm.
the event. There was one person left, I think, today. So.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, it was very exciting.
It's good stuff.
So that's it for What's New, Pussycat, I think.
Unless we think of some more, but we can add that at any time.
We could always talk about that anytime. So I think we decided last week to skip Pod Pockets, What's in Your Pocket, because there's never anything in any pockets.
No,
and Sarah, you seem to be wearing leggings again.
I have
so
pockets.
You
I
do have
but
pockets.
I have nothing in them. I think I have a hairband in them. That's pretty exciting.
My pockets are empty size, so we'll just move on from our leg.
Okay.
Well, I want to check.
Oh, wait,
I don't
wait.
Think I have anything.
This is the moment where Alicia is literally grabbing all the pockets on her pants.
No, I know.
We're good.
I just groped myself, but there's nothing there.
We're just gonna skip that one. I think it's time for Dream Suite.
Dream Suite. Where your sweet a dream.
I'm not allowed to sing it because I don't apparently know the words.
Oh. I don't know the melody, so it changes every week.
It's great.
It was like close, just like a little bit off.
It's good. I liked it.
So do you guys have dream suites this week?
I don't think I...
I thought about it earlier today, and then I forgot to write it down. So
okay, well, I wrote one down.
Oh, good!
Yay, Joel, I'll share.
It's small.
That's awesome.
Well, actually, the first thing I wrote down, but we already talked about it, is... Well, we haven't actually talked about this. So you mentioned that you wanted like a tuxedo Lottie's game.
So cute.
I just want to see more better men's outfit options. Oh. Mm. I feel like the girls' clothes are adorable. Mm-hmm. And of course, boys can wear. So it's really just the feminine clothing, whatever you want to call that. Mm. So like we have like 100 different skirts and dresses and this and that. And boys have shorts and pants and more shorts and pants. And we all have the same shirts.
I concur.
And... I think it would be pretty cool to just see more. I want to see more shorts. I want to see more like options that are like friendly to boys of other interests.
Yeah, sure. Variety. More
so,
variety.
So here we go. To our male listeners, please list all of the clothes you would like to see for your camper. Right.
Like a tie accessory.
Yeah, I would love to see ties, bow ties and different and bow I don't know ties. Even more hat options.
That's right, some other different hats, maybe some like
a nice fedora. I mean there's a green one, but
I would love to see dandy outfits, you know.
Yes,
I'd be into that. Man, maybe we have to just wait for an event for that.
Suspenders.
Oh my goodness, right? Suspenders, that's a great idea
too. How adorable would that be?
So cute. A pirate shirt.
Yes, and a pirate hat.
One of those tuxedo t-shirts.
Yes. Oh,
classy. Absolutely, yes.
What else?
This is the perfect compromise between classiness and comfort.
My husband attests to the tuxedo t-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't think he wears it anymore, guys. It's okay. It got worn out, so it doesn't look as nice as it used to.
Oh, right. That is classy. Yeah.
It's broken in.
And then the other thing I was thinking about was, I don't know about you, but I got very frustrated with how long it takes to get to your garden. When you're like traveling around, you're like, oh, it's time for me to go and harvest my plants. And you have to go through your camp and then go to the left and then. Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because you don't have to go through another person's campsite to get to their garden.
Yeah, you could get a shortcut when you do that.
That's true.
Like, that would be an easy, quick win.
When I click on my campsite to say, do you want to go to your garden or not?
Yeah. And you know what else would be nice?
What?
Is if like there was like a little notification all the time that there were creatures in your garden.
I thought
versus having to go
just
to your campsite.
Just to have it like maybe up in the top corner where we have the ads, maybe there's like a little thing next to it, like you've got creatures, your plants are grown. Yeah.
Ooh,
like
that'd
be really
too.
Helpful.
Plants are just sprouted.
And you know what else would be equally nice?
What?
Push notifications that your plants are ready.
Oh, I would love that. Right now, I only get push notifications about 5 hours after I've already learned about something.
Yeah.
Like, Lottie's game is on.
I was like, whoa, that's
I already
news.
Finished Lottie's game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That'd be helpful. And so I wouldn't have to set my alarm to tell me when to check my
flowers.
I've
been doing the 3-hour timer and it went off during work today and I was like, la da da da.
This is something that talking about 3 hours, I didn't know this and we might have discussed it before. So my apologies if we've talked about it already, that if your flower is a 3-hour bloom flower, you don't really need to have it watered. It's totally fine.
Yes. Well, we didn't talk about that, but I noticed that.
I figured that out because
I've never seen any wilt.
Because no one came and watered over the last few days
and totally
they still
fine.
Grow just
yep.
fine.
Growth? So. Basically,
grooted.
They grooted. They did grood. They
English.
Done grood.
English hard.
But yeah. So,
groaned.
But no, that's really, it's a good thing to know because that way you don't feel offended if someone just comes and waters one plant and doesn't water the rest of them.
So it's just the 4-hour plants, which are the rare tulips
so,
and the rare.
Yeah, the blue tulips, the black tulips. And then like, I think it was the white dahlias were the last ones?
Sure.
Did you have to water the dahlias?
Because one of them was a 4-hour.
They were
4 hours.
Yes,
yeah.
It was white.
It was the white dahlia. Yes. So that was kind that they did that for the fusion roses. It was only 3 hours. That was nice.
Yeah.
Make
they did
change.
A lot of nice things in this one that I really wish the first event
had.
They learned. Yeah. That's right.
This I'm wondering if like they made this easier so that then they'll like find the happy medium for the next time.
I see what you're saying. So we're like,
don't get used to this.
No, I think they'll definitely make it a little bit harder. But the first time was just insane.
And
nobody was expecting
it. It was so nice that they gave us so much flower food this time, but there seems to be a bit of a catch.
Yeah, there
the
might be.
Food. Here's all this flower food, but don't use it too much if you want to actually get all the butterflies.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I kind of wish having known that or having you wouldn't known have wasted the theory, it all. Right? I would have saved it for like actual flowers later.
Yeah, oh, sure. For doing all of your garden testing work. Or
save it for the end when you're just trying to grow a lot of fusion roses.
Tear.
Less. Oh, sorry.
Well, it's not too late. For $4, you could buy 100 more. Oh. If you want to spend monies on the game, of course.
Give the developers some money. Nintendo, tell them you like what they're doing by giving them $4. Yeah,
so far, both times, I did the little $4. I refused to buy the $21 one. $21. I wish there was like an in-between one I might be comfortable
It is paying. An interesting jump, isn't it?
It's like $4 and $21. It's like,
whew. What was the $4 one?
The $4 one gives you like 100 flower food and like a bonus of like 100 leaves or something.
I did not make any purchases this round.
And it was the same one as last time.
Yes.
Yeah, it was the same one as the Rover event. Gotcha. They gave the same options.
Mm-hmm. I definitely purchased the Rover one.
It was the small and the large. And the large was like this. Yeah. So, but yeah, I did it again this time. I wanted to have, because it was such a good deal that I thought I didn't necessarily want to use it this time. I just wanted to have it. So.
Anyway, it's fair. It'll still, and the good thing is it doesn't go away, right? Yeah. So.
So I gave it, I've so far given $8 to Nintendo. Aww. Over the course of 3 months of entertainment. That's not bad.
I know. It's really, like, I put so much time into this game that wouldn't feel bad.
Yeah. I haven't been bored in 3 months, so we're good. We're good.
It's inspired podcast and fun things.
Yeah.
Much data collection.
Right? Ha. We're nerding out. I learned how to do things in spreadsheets.
Yay.
I'm, like, learning all kinds of tricks.
Super awesome.
So, we don't really have a new birthday, but we did celebrate Lily's birthday last week.
Yes, that's
right. Whose birthday is it?
Yeah, whose birthday is
it? It's Lily's birthday.
Oh, wait, so there's no... Wait, so
there were no new birthdays this week.
No new birthdays.
But there are three coming up, so get ready, you know, the next week and the week after. There's a couple more this month.
I have to add in the new hip characters,
Yeah, we need to get our new friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was I looking at whose birthday is January 1st? That was one of the new friends.
I don't know. Oh. I think Pietro's is in June. Okay. I think. In my
mind. One of them is January 1st because I saw that today and I was like, oh, good to know. And then I realized we didn't add them yet.
things to do.
There's also birthdays for the non-player characters. I found that on the Nintendo website.
Oh. Yes, I saw that too. Did I add them?
I don't know if you did. I wanted to confirm that you did. So but like I'm Lloyd's sure. birthday.
Oh.
I think Lloyd's birthday is the day before mine. I was very excited to find that out.
Oh, yay! Birthday friend.
I definitely saw that, but I don't remember. It's been a while.
But yeah, so we celebrated Lily's birthday. Sarah took a screenshot of balloons and Lily being the center of attention for a little bit.
So sweet.
But she didn't say anything about her birthday. There was nothing to really do for her. So... we don't have to spend too much time with birthday kids, but it would be still fun to take selfies with them on
birthday. Mm-hmm. And who knows? They might change it. Maybe they'll hear us and say,
hey, Nintendo, we would love to celebrate our campers' birthdays.
Yeah, they have birthdays. Let's do something about that.
What? Okay. So, that was birthdays.
Nice.
We'll have more in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So, random chatter time.
Oh, woo-hoo! Can we talk more about holidays?
Yeah.
I.e. Carnival is starting tomorrow at my noon. Goodness.
Interesting. So when things change over at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning, we'll have a new theme.
Or they tend to overlap stuff too. So a little bit. Maybe we'll get like some clothing or something.
The big events, they don't really overlap. And in fact, last time they waited a whole day before they released the next event. So,
but I feel like Lottie was going on at the same time. Was she not going on same time as the winter?
Winter sport ended, and then there was a full 24 hours before Lottie started. Yeah.
We'll see.
Because I remember thinking, usually they started the next day.
Yeah.
Because that's how the previous events happened, where like 1 a.m. they switch over.
Right.
But they gave a full 24 hours this time, and I was like, man, this game's boring.
No, it was overlapped? It was the hip characters.
The hip cap, Because the hip it wasn't an event, it was just... here's four new characters, host the most overlap.
That's right, true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I knew something was like...
Yeah,
double yuppie.
That sort of covered the in-between.
Yeah.
It would make sense that on the morning of the 10th, it's right in line with Mardi Gras, Carnival, whatever.
If nothing else, they'll probably say something.
Oh, that's true.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
Chatter. Yeah. That would be nice for them to talk about it.
Gonna look out for their
because you'd think comments. That Isabel would already say something about Pave, right? A heads up on Twitter.
Oh,
that's right. Have you checked Twitter today? I haven't actually checked to see if there was anything.
Who knows if they've been talking about it?
This is the part where Sarah and Leash look at Twitter, and I fill for time.
Right, it's okay. Well, hey.
Well, while you guys are searching,
Sure.
I am going to bring up one thing we didn't talk about, though I really wanted to last week.
Yeah.
Sarah, you set up a winter sports shop in your camp.
Yeah.
Oh, that and was, it was sweetest. So cute.
It was complete with a counter.
I loved it.
And you put all your clothes on display.
So cute. Oh, thanks.
Oh, my God. I was so entertained by that.
I had a bit of fun. It was great. I liked the little changing room. I was like, I finally have a reason to have it in my camp.
I love the all the different themed things. And so if people want to share their adorable camps and tell us camps to go check out,
definitely
send them to me. I think we'll have
that
fun.
That could be a fun little, like, a camp of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
idea.
And
we could highlight a friend of ours with a really fun camp or camper. Because there are some fun campers as well.
Yes.
So that's true. That would be cool.
Get those campers in the spotlight because we don't get to see inside them. We have
that's a good idea. So campsite or camper of the week. Oh. And by camper, we don't mean the actual person.
That's right. We're talking about the RV. The little RV. Vehicle.
Camper decorated. Camp. It's the camper's camper.
That's right.
The camper's camper of the week. That's the name of the bit.
Did we talk about new camper RV things along with the
We didn't talk about that in the new. That's right. I forgot about that. I actually already got my Southwest one, I think is what it's called.
I saw. It's great.
With the diamond print or whatever. Yeah.
It's adorable.
I love the colors. Yeah.
It's a good combo.
It's a fun update.
Fun to have some new things. I know. I wish they would... We didn't get the mushroom one. We didn't get the mushroom.
I mean, it's not too late. They could still give us a mushroom one.
That's true.
Maybe they're just waiting for like a weird, special, hip-friendly occasion to give us mushroom.
Mushroom season event. It could be in November. I feel like that is when it starts.
Yeah, mushroom season.
Why not? It's when everyone collects.
Truffle hunting. Mushrooms.
Right.
So fun.
Oh, so great. What? Did you find something?
I was just thinking.
You're staring at your phone. We're like, what did you find?
Wouldn't it be fun instead of like creature catching with a net?
Uh-huh.
You could like dig up your mushrooms with your shovel and like maybe there'd be like worms under there or
that'd
something.
Be cool. You know, I was actually thinking that the next rare creature would be worms and I was wondering how that would work with flowers. So there you go. They're like popping up out of the ground under flowers.
I would even love to just grow mushrooms if they let us do that.
And it wouldn't be like you have to like catch them. It would just be like, are there worms under there or not? And then you could just...
Like worm sightings is what you're collecting or something.
Worm sightings.
Yeah.
Could be worms and pill bugs. They're cute. Oh, so many
creature
options.
I'm playing with my little pop filter because it's falling.
Pop filter.
I don't think you've not sounded poppy at all.
Your ears good.
I'm worried that I am because I don't have the pop filter.
No, I think you're fine. You've got the distance, so you're safe. You're safe.
We don't have any updates from Isabel that we know about, so the next event...
Who knows?
Maybe it's just meant to be a big old mystery that they'll drop on us.
Yeah.
Which is odd. Because normally they tease it now.
Why are they teasing it? Since there hasn't been a teaser, does that mean there is not going to be a thing? Because we got teaser for Lottie. We had teaser for Rover. So maybe it's just not going to be a big like creature event. It's just going to be
We even got a teaser for the winter sports. It was a picture of your future campsite when you get all of your stuff. They gave that out a few days earlier.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
It was like...
Huh. Well, maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe they're just waiting for a faster news day, like Fridays instead of Thursdays.
Oh, that could be. Friday for excitement.
They don't want to just distract people from Lottie's event right now,
That's true. Don't want to steal her thunder.
Can't imagine what would be next.
If it's not that?
If it's not that.
It's not carnival related. Mm.
Oh, I have a note here that I wanted to share. Posted this morning on our sharing group on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But someone was asking one of my friends in the group was asking, how soon do you decide, or how long of inactivity do you decide to get rid of a camper?
Oh, right.
A friend
right.
from your friend list.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And I think last week or a few weeks ago, we talked about how like, 5 days, 7 days, 12 days, whatever it is. I actually didn't get rid of some people, and I'm glad I didn't because I was able to dump all of my gothic bats on these like huge gardens with no bats in them because they had filled their gardens and then stopped playing like 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago.
Awesome.
And so I didn't have to bother people that didn't want all of the gothic bats for nothing. And I was able to just dump everything and get a whole bunch of seeds back.
That's awesome. Nice. It's perfect.
There's a reason to hold on to your inactive friend players.
Right.
Can you sell your bats?
I read in the announcement about this event that that this time around they'll cash in your bats at the end of the event. So if you have any left over, you'll get some money for it. Okay. You can't sell them directly, but at the end of the event.
Gotcha.
But if you're still collecting flower seeds, Mm-hmm. You can go and dump them and then get them back when you dump them mm-hmm. on someone's garden. And these people don't mind because they don't even know they have a garden, right. for example.
Right. They've been gone
and,
so long.
And the bats will disappear, so they won't even know they were there.
Oh, that's a good point.
And then again, they'll see the Joel dropped off or Joey Bowie dropped off one bat. Joey Bowie dropped off one bat and it'll, you know, be weird if they ever play again.
But they might not ever come back. And you could always just...
And I'll go back to them again when the next event happens and I need to dump worms on their, on their garden.
Aww.
So that's a reason to hold on to old players that aren't playing anymore.
That's I like that. That's a... It's not a complete loss.
Yeah.
Because they could help you out unintentionally.
Exactly. So I wanted to share that little... It's sort of a tip.
It's definitely a tip. That's a great tip.
Because I was finding myself very annoyed that people were giving me, like... Gothic bats the morning of the part two event, and I was like, come on. I kept going back to my
well, it's not so bad if they give you a couple, right? And I don't mind if they give you a couple and then they also gave you some other bats too, because it's hard to know
if it's a mix,
especially in the beginning, if you knew but don't feel it was disheartening when you came to a full
and you're like, yay, I have all these bats, and it was all the effing gothic bats, and I was like, come on. They also had like an over 80% catch rate. Like, they were not that hard. Everyone should have been done with gothic pretty quickly.
Wow. Sorry. If you are trying.
Fighting birds. I appreciate that they were trying to get rid of them and get seeds back, but don't dump it on someone on an active player's garden. Yes. That's more bad etiquette.
I mean, it is hard to tell, but I tried to match the flowers that people had bloomed to the type of bat that I would give them. For instance, if they're a purple?
If they were the purple ones, you'd give them gothic bats?
Wow, it's been a long time. Yes,
that's right.
I see. So by me doing more growing after the fact, because I was trying to finish my trades, I had like a sort of a calling card saying, dump purple bats in my kit.
I need these.
I see. No, it wasn't even that. Like, these were all the fusion flowers, and someone had just
come by. So then there's no excuse.
I think they were just like, here, I have bats for you. Look at this empty garden.
They may have also been hoping to get fusion flowers from dumping the bats.
Right. And I don't think that was the case, right?
It was not.
If you drop off gothic,
they don't give you the fusion ones.
Yeah, it was sort of a, but it was fine. I found myself, luckily I was working from home that day, I kept going back to my garden like every few minutes defending those five open blooms that I had.
Oh, so you could clean them up. Keep them free.
I didn't want any garbage in there, so I just kept going back.
Nice. Well, hey, it worked out well then. Yeah, you got it. You had a system down.
It was more work than I was happy to, you know, deal with. And maybe that's why I won so quickly, because I was like checking all day,
which is
like every like 30 minutes or so. Nice. I was like, oh, how's my I was on phone calls, and I was like, I guess I could check my garden while I'm on this phone call.
Aw, bat action. That was a fun time. I liked and still just delighted to see those cute little bats. So cute, guys.
They're really adorable. They have little faces. They're so cute.
Depression mode.
I don't like real life bats, but these bats are very cute.
Aww.
Even the weird little diamond things tingling off of.
Well, are there little diamond toes?
That was one of the
diamond
things I wrote down. These poor little bats are carrying these very heavy looking, like Hope diamond size.
Disproportionately large diamonds and rubies.
Like, can you imagine how much work that is to
And then they have to hover in place.
I know. It's hard enough to be a flying mammal, guys. Come on.
And I'm like, these poor
in the daytime.
So tired.
Those little guys.
Wouldn't that be great if they only came out at night?
Yes.
That would have been fun.
So cool.
Or they sparkled at night or something.
Or they were
really
sleeping
cool.
during the day, hanging off the flowers.
Hanging from like the tree or something nearby. Sarah
That's very
can't
cute.
Handle it.
I can't. It's too great.
I just felt so bad. And that was part of the reason I kept catching them so quickly. I was like, those poor guys, they're working so hard. I need to give them a break. Put them in my net.
Precious. Aw. Sweet little bat friends. Aw. They've been cute.
So
thing.
I have a couple more things.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I know, guys. I wrote down a lot
great.
This week. Do you guys have stuff before I like...
Not really.
I actually do have a question. Yes. I don't think we've discussed this yet, or maybe we have. Have we ever figured out what exactly the sorting method is for the regular items that you have in your inventory? What determines what order they show it? Because it does change the order of items. Like, if you just look at what you have, like your apples and fruits.
You're talking
and
about your market box?
No, not your market box.
It's the items you've collected.
Yeah, the items you've
collected.
I've
found...
Crazy. I just want to organize
my theory is that it's... So, like, if you let one go... Like, if you let a category of items go... So, I had no apples.
Okay.
So, the first time I go and collect apples after I had no apples... They show up in the top left
position. Oh, so it has to be completely exhausted before it changes position.
Because it kind of acts like it's a new section.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I noticed that when, like, something was missing. Yes. Leash knows her programming.
Oh, fancy.
But yeah, I noticed that because I was like, why is the apple up there when before it was down there? And it's because I ran out of apples and got new ones.
So if you wanted to organize them, you have to intentionally, like, run out.
That makes sense. I guess, why my fruit is all at the bottom, because I never run out of fruit. Because I've got...
Yeah, yeah. If you always have a stock of fruit in your collection, then it'll always be at the beginning or at the bottom. Yeah. So mine changes all the time. Usually the thing at the bottom is like snappers, and actually it's the ones I always keep a stock of four of because they're not requested as often. So it's the rare ones. It's the snapper, the dynastid, and the
rare
bass.
with quotation marks. Yeah.
Well, the ones that they only ask for one of when they ask for it, and you only catch them like half as often as the others. So.
That's true.
Oh, the other day they wanted me to catch five black bass.
Bastards.
In a day.
Five. That's like the said, five red snappers.
No, not
like,
worth those it. What was the reward?
I don't remember.
It was probably one essence.
It was
of
like
some sort.
One essence you have 100 of already. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
No, that's crazy. That is crazy.
Lame.
That was my ludicrous impression.
Do it again.
Ridiculous.
No.
Okay. Good. I didn't identify it, but by all means.
Don't want to discourage you from having fun.
So, ridiculous. Sarah, you're going to love this because I feel like we should just call this segment Joelle Has a Weird Theory.
Oh, let's have a weird... Oh, okay, we can have a Joelle Has a Weird Theory segment. I'm excited. Tell us what you got. What you got?
So today's theory... So I just got my hot air balloon.
Yes.
Okay. Conspiracy theories with Joelle.
Here we go. So the hot air balloon is adorable. And as you treated us a few weeks ago to, the animals wave at each other.
Yes, precious.
One on the ground waving up at their friend in the balloon, and one in the balloon waving down at their friend. And it's so cute. And sometimes if there's not an animal on the ground, they still wave at you.
It's hilarious because then you can go and stand down there and pretend they're waving at you. I've totally done that.
It's really heartwarming and I love it so much. So I got my hot air balloon like sometime yesterday. Yeah. And every time I've been in my camp since then, I swear to God, Merengue, that's her name, has been on the ground waving up at all sorts of friends. It has never been Merengue in the balloon.
No, she doesn't get to. Is she afraid of flying in balloons?
Fan theory or Joelle crazy theory? Merengue is afraid of heights.
Oh, sweet Merengue.
Also, on three separate occasions, Merengue and Angus were waving at each other.
Uh-huh. Merengus? So, can they be a couple?
Yes. So, there you go. So, I already wrote fan fiction in my head.
The title
of the fan fiction is, I'm leaving in a hot air balloon, an Angus and Merengue fan fiction story. It's a working title.
I like Merengus. Goodness.
It's fantastic. Merengus.
So yeah, Merengue and Angus are in love, and he's about to leave on a hot air balloon,
and she's
afraid, you know, because she's afraid of heights. She can't go with him, and it's a heartbreaking story.
We'll
like
be back again soon.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yes, very nice.
So this is like the next level of me playing Animal Crossing.
This
I
is
now
amazing.
Have like. Theories of, you know, the animals and their secret
Maybe
passions.
Maybe you can make
and...
some short stories.
Yes, short stories. Of
if I was a writer, friends. Even in the least, I would have written a fan fiction by now or drawn a picture or something.
Oh.
So if we have any fan fiction writing artist friends
listening,
please draw me a picture or write me a story about Merengus.
Oh, Merengus.
It's forever.
Forever.
The sweetest.
Oh, so cute.
That is incredibly adorable.
But no, every time, I wish I had taken pictures, but I was just like, what is happening? And then there she was again, just waving at another friend.
I feel like I need, so I have Merengue in my camp right now, so I need to get Angus in there so that I can have this, I can recreate the story.
And please don't ruin it for me if you actually walk by and she is in the
hot
air balloon.
Oh, no, I'm not going to.
Please don't tell me.
Nope.
Because I don't think she ever gets in the hot air balloon. That is part of her.
Or at least not at your campsite.
Yeah. In fact, if I
are
ever
you gonna be
her,
heartbroken? I'm gonna say you're just
I'm
gonna block
kick her
it
out.
Out
of the camp.
No,
I'm kidding. Merengue and I, by the way, are already at level 11. That's how much friends we are.
Oh, such good friends.
Oh, she's a good friend.
That's why she's saying goodbye to all her friends. She's like, I'm not leaving. I love this campsite.
That's right.
Fool me once.
Staying here.
I have not let her in my camp, so I can wait until the next whatever, so I can
hang
on
to
me once.
Yes.
I didn't wait this time. All of them are in my camp, and I have no one waiting for me to go in.
I still have campers that are not, I've let all the hip campers in, but I haven't let, I have other campers from the previous set that I
haven't. Wow.
Who's the holdout? Like,
I know Sprinkle I haven't let in, so I feel bad about that. It's not that I don't like the campers. They're just
didn't rank as high as the hip campers do.
Hip campers are just super cute.
Well, I'm also trying to collect the hip stuff, so they're all my camp.
Yeah. It's also, yeah, and also the essence is more valuable.
I almost didn't welcome most of the hip campers in my camp, and then I was like, yeah, but I want to build out the hip. Why would I build out the hip, like, amenity if I didn't have the hip campers in my camp? And how do I do it if I don't have the hip campers in my camp?
So I have a question about the camp thing. Yeah. If you have them in your camp, they may or may not give you their essences or whatever. Right. Sometimes they just talk to you. And sometimes they don't talk to you at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the differential between you just meeting them on the street or calling them?
They are less likely to give you an essence when you do chores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you have three chances at that. Like, right. I've only seen, like, a max of, like, maybe six essence at the camp. Have you gotten more than that?
Yeah, no, that's about
right.
That
sounds correct. Yeah.
And with the campers that I have right now, I've at most only gotten two hip essences from
them. Like, the wood and the cotton and stuff, you get, like, 30 or so.
Yeah.
Max, well, which sometimes, is awesome.
Sometimes it's just, like, 5 or 10, but, yeah.
Depends on the level 20. Of the
Yeah, like, the level, because I have a bunch of level 8 hip characters. So I'm just trying
to figure out, like, what because on the off chance that they do talk to you in the camp, like,
well, you still have more frequency. You will hear from each camper at least once a day in your camp if you visit often enough.
I haven't experienced that personally, but maybe that's because I have too many camp. Do you fill up your camp?
I do, yeah. And so every time I come back to my camp, it's a different set. I feel like
it's the same. It's typically the same. Really? The same campers, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't noticed that. It's usually
and a lot of times they'll just, like, tell me their random date crap and get like, plus six on their hearts. And then, like, now I've got to wait for you again.
Huh.
But, like, I feel like if they're out in the wild, I can use a calling card on them and get requests that way and get
use a request card. A calling card would be if you brought them.
Well, I would use a calling card in the wild.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you could do that anyway. If they're in your camp, you can call them over to somewhere else.
Oh, no. If they're in your camp, they won't let you call them calling card.
So it's you have to send them home and then you have to use a calling card. Got it. Yeah, but, no, so. I found
I'm just... I
haven't had much success with the hip characters because I think they're so low.
Mm-hmm.
But I had success with the other ones. Like, when I was trying to grow, I forget which one it was. I think it was rustic. Mm-hmm. I filled my campsite with rustic, and now I have plenty of rustic. So I was able to build the hot air balloon and move on. So
it feels, I do that
it
as well.
It feels slower.
It feels like it works, but so I keep doing it.
Yeah. So, okay.
And I'm also noticing I haven't gotten the 2,500 bells recently. Like, you know, we were talking about, like, sometimes, and I think it's because I don't have, or I thought it was because the theory we had early on where I didn't have the campers that matched the amenity.
Right.
Oh, which I don't think matters.
But it's not related, but I thought it was, and I don't know, I haven't proven anything yet, but I'm not getting the 2,500 bells, and that's, I'm so broke right now. Every time, someone asks for a 10,000 bell thing,
You're like, nope.
Yeah, but you just paid off your RV, didn't you, recently?
Well, I had a lot more money when I did that. But now I've built out all these different... I'm trying to use up all of my resources because I was getting close to having too much wood, so I built Drake's 10,000 bell wood.
Oh, yeah, that little log is so great.
His log. So I was trying to use it. So, like, I've spent a lot of money on the different special...
Mm-hmm.
The gift items. The special gift items.
Yeah.
So now I have to be more specialized in, like, what... I'm not doing everything for everybody until I have more money. But, yeah, I'm running low. I don't know how to get more money.
Got to... keep on doing chores. It's kind of a bummer. Yeah. It's slow because it's...
So I've been doing the quarry when it's like sparkle bell time. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of weird. But yeah, I feel like we all have different experiences right now, which is...
Yeah.
The game is so unique that you have too much wood leash.
Oh my God. And
you're like,
it
don't know what to do with yourself.
It just keeps coming. I don't know why. I don't have
you don't have a bunch of cute wood giving campers in your campsite.
I just feel like everyone gives me wood all the time. I don't know why.
They want you to get that
even
new...
like the people that aren't supposed to. Hey, here's some extra wood.
I have been noticing a lot of them giving a secondary resource lately more than they used to. And the secondary one seems to always be wood.
Stop it.
All the wood.
Do a lot of cute ones give you wood?
They do.
Like, most of the cute ones.
Well, I was thinking about that because you had your carousel for so long. I was wondering if that's why you just got so much wood, because you had your carousel and you had the cute campers and
I don't know. The cute campers just, gravitate to me. Like, they're always, out and about. Like, they're the ones that are just, hanging out in the forest or whatever.
I also just avoid campers that I don't need anything from, so I'm not being very... Like, I'm not no. just going all over the place.
But they give you money.
I know, but like, if I don't want their resource and I only have 5 minutes, I'm going to talk to the one that's going to give me
preserves. Oh, that makes sense. Oh, yeah.
Paper. I getcha.
No, I didn't know if you were like, just like, nope.
If I have like half an hour to kill, I'll talk to every single one and go do all the other things too.
That said, Rosie, because she's at level 20 with me, if I see her out in the wild, I'll only do her requests, but I won't ask her what's going on because it means nothing to me. Because she's just going to get like level up hearts and I don't care what she has to say.
For a while I stopped asking the second question, the what's going on, just because I was like, it's time saver. I don't have time to ask these stupid questions. And then I was realizing that I wasn't upgrades. Growing my friend points. And so I was like, oh, I should probably start talking to them again.
Yeah. Talk to those buddies. I mean, if you can.
So then, I already talked about that. Okay, so then we're getting close to the end, and I have a final question.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Tell us your final question.
So this came from Camper Jakar.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
You know him.
Who's that guy?
Him.
He's my brother.
Yeah.
From the same mother.
From the actual same mom.
From the same mother. That's right. The traditional sense.
And my brother said, do you look at each character's special craft item? Have you ever used that as a deciding factor to use lots of calling cards and extra quest passes to level that character's friendship? Question mark.
I would like to say yes, but the real answer is no.
Oh.
I would like to say yes, too. I wish I had been more strategic about who I like.
I still want the little ice cream gelato
thing. Yeah, yeah.
I haven't done that. Oh, like, yeah. I was just peanut.
I haven't done that one yet.
I totally did that for Chrissy because I wanted those pancakes.
Yeah.
So I did. I definitely focused on her for a little while.
My strategy has just been who's closest to 15 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I invite them into my camp and we hang out until they hit 15. They ask me for their quest and then I boot them back out and bring in like a level 12 or 13 that's getting close. That was my strategy for a while until I decided my new strategy is, we talked about this, I need hip preserves.
hip preserves.
So we're having a hip preserve party in my camp. But I do like his question because he specifically wrote that he is... He went, he found Static. Static wanted the giant robot, so he leveled the heck up with Static and brought him over. So I was like, precious.
I do have my little... Cool.
That robot looks awesome.
My sheet what everyone has.
Oh, wow. And
hit list.
And what I've completed.
Wow, Leash, that is a very cool list. I can see from over here. That looks like...
it's elaborate. Delightful.
I just finished the grill for Charlize, cradle for Carrie, and let's see what else we got here.
It only just occurred to me why Carrie wants a cradle.
So she can finally get that little Joey out of her pouch.
She doesn't freaking use.
Of course not. She never drops off her little Joey in there. She just rocks it empty. That's like a crazy person. Oh, and
Kaiseki meal? Kaiseki?
Sounds right.
Sure. For Agnes?
I just built out Biddy's heart.
Oh, yes. The glowing heart.
I built two of those so I could put them behind the...
I saw what you did. You built it to put behind
the rock stars.
Fantastic.
So it's a little light show.
Oh, I just realized I have a quote from Pietro I wanted to read during my Pietro apology and I forgot.
Oh,
so this is how I re-fell in love with Pietro, or I fell in love with Pietro for the first time. So we were talking.
He won you over.
As we do. He won me over. He said, bugs are yucky. I get it. But what if they have the same feelings as the rest of us? Like if a beetle comes home at the end of a long day and just wants some peace and quiet.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
And I was like, Pietro, I get it.
So great.
It was so precious. So.
Come on. That's fantastic. How could you not love that sweet little clown sheep?
The one quote from Marshall, and I'm looking at you, Sarah, because you're really good with the quotes. But there was one where he's like saying how beautiful seashells are, and then you like pulverize them and pound them into dirt.
Into sparkle dirt or something.
That's right. Yeah. Let's crush them and use them to make other things pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something. Oh, God. Improve some pretty.
Twisted minds.
Wow. Oh, it went dark really quickly.
Yeah. Oh, they're my favorite. Oh, I think he even specifically says bedazzle.
Yes, he does.
Which I thought was fantastic.
I think I saw that somewhere. Or we maybe even talked about it in a recent episode, but yeah.
Ooh. Or in life.
Silly.
Yeah. In regular life.
In life.
Yeah. Oh, those little guys.
Or maybe someone took a screenshot and we never actually talked about it.
I feel like I saw a screenshot. Maybe it was in our shared, shared library.
I think I have shared that.
I'm pretty sure I read it and went, oh my God, that crazy. I also loved Angry Old Man Avery. You posted a quote the other day.
Is it the coffee grounds one?
Oh, I don't remember which one it was, but I said, get off my lawn, Avery.
Yes, little
That's what I'm going to start calling him. Shaking my fist at you. He's such a grumpy old man.
He is.
Now that you've pointed out that there's a lot of characters with that grumpy old man vibe, there are so many.
Mm-hmm. It's weird,
The number of ones that say, like, back when I was your age, and they're not necessarily grumpy, but they're super old man. right. And then last week we were talking about how Biddy and Agnes and...
Oh, yeah.
And someone else, one of the new ones. Francine.
Francine, thank you.
They all have this, like, snooty.
Snooty. Snooty. I wonder if Agnes might not be one.
Okay.
I gotta check it out. I've got to...
Snooty isn't feeling right. Like, it still feels proper.
Proper.
And they have good, like, etiquette.
We could call them the erudite.
Right?
or sophisticate.
So the sophisticate is the right one.
Oh, I like this.
I like that.
Let's call them the sophisticate.
Because they're proper, and maybe it comes off as a little snotty. But a little uppity. Snooty, uppity. But it's a lot of times they're really nice. Mm. They're just pleasant.
Mm.
There we go.
But Francine said something.
I haven't talked to her much. Nose up. Except that the only... I have to talk to Francine because all I want in life is those freaking teacups.
The teacup ride. That's right. That's a crazy
thing. So, like, you have to get to Francine to get the teacups.
Yes. That's right.
But she's not even in my camp because she gives wood. I don't want anything to do with her. What?
I'm getting dangerously... You know how I was saying I get a lot of cute characters hanging out?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting dangerously close to Chrissy making 20. I don't know what to do. Do I ignore her?
Why don't you just stop talking to her?
Because I want her products that she gives me. And she just shows up, like, randomly.
But she gives wood.
Yeah, but she gives me money and other things, too.
But if you wait a couple hours, someone else will be right there that'll also give you money.
But I feel like that's like a wasted opportunity.
You have a weird complex. That's why you have so much money. You can't say no. You're just doing all the chores.
Oh man. Oh,
this is... We're getting into Leisha's psyche now.
You could always just...
Do you guys deny stuff to the campers? I
will ignore them, or if I don't have the thing that they need and I don't feel like going around looking for it, I ignore them.
Wow.
I'm running out of money.
I mean, sometimes I just run out of time.
Oh, yeah, if I run out of time, like, and it switches over, I'm like,
if you only have 5 minutes, like, and you look around to see, you pick the one that you want to talk to the most, and you just talk to them, right? That's what I do.
I pick the one that I have the products for.
I pick the one that I want the results from. Like, if I know I don't want any wood, I'm going to ignore all of the bears.
I'm not that strategic.
I'm going to ignore all the bunnies. Not that strategic. And I'm going to go right to the ducks or whatever.
Oh, the ducks and the little birds. The little jay birds.
Generally speaking, I go to the birds. Right now I have birds all up in my camp, which is actually why everyone heard bird is the word. Bird. This seems like a good time to... end the podcast.
Yes, I think we should
we've come full circle.
A bird bang.
That sounds weird. Well, are you guys ready for the closing song?
Sure. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it is?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we want to thank.
I wanted to sing Spider-Man for some reason. I am blanking on how it goes.
We want to thank our sponsors. Pocket Pod is brought to you today by OK Motors, Nintendo, Batman, Surfin' Birds, Lottie's Gothic Rose Festival, and Hip Preserves. We also want to send a special thank you to Jack Quate Blank at Monkey Cat Studios for making this the most professional production you've ever heard in your ears.
Splat!
Thanks for listening to Pocket Pod. Pocket Pod.